In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, in the Gospel, we see the Jews coming to our Lord and asking Him, "How long do you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us openly." And our Lord answered to them very clearly. He said, "I tell you, but you do not believe." Our Lord declared many and many times to be the Messiah that the Jews were waiting for. He left no doubt about it. However, our Lord didn't think to be enough to state He was the Messiah. That was not enough, because the conception the Jews had of the Messiah was that He was to be a man of great value, chosen by God for a special mission. And that's it. A king, yes, but a man, and nothing more than a man. So our Lord wanted to correct this view and make sure that the Jews understood clearly who He was. Not simply a man, but the Son of God. So our Lord told the Jews, "I and the Father are one." Christ declared not only to be the Messiah, but He also declared His divinity, to be one with God the Father. He was very clear in both of His affirmations. And after hearing the words of Christ, the Jews took stones to throw against our Lord. And they confessed, "We want to stone you because, being a man, you make yourself God." So here we have the proof that the Jews understood perfectly, what our Lord was saying. Yes, He was claiming to be divine. He was claiming more than being the Son of David. He was claiming to be the Son of God. Now, if it was not the real meaning of the words of Christ, He would have said it. He would have explained it. But He didn't retract anything. What the Jews understood was correct. The interesting point here is that the synagogue of the Jews understood the words of Christ exactly in the way the church understands. Christ really said to be the Son of God. But the big difference is that the synagogue rejects Jesus Christ, while the church believes in Him. So, my brethren, let us renew our faith in Christ's divinity. He's not only the Messiah, the Son of David, but He is the Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost. And then we can appreciate more the work of the cross. It's God the Son who dies for us. So may we always uphold this faith, which is the faith of the Church, the faith of St. Peter. Our Christ, Son of the living God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.